joining us right now from Hawaii, the scene of her sixth straight Oahu to Molokai victory. Jordy Mercer, good morning.
If you like, from Waikiki Beach, the sun is shining. It's approximately 30 degrees. The water is clear. The water is warm. Good morning, everyone. Aloha.
Aloha indeed. Jordy, you've done Noosa and the Sunshine Coast proud once again. You're an absolute machine. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all the support, for believing in me. It's just, we've done it, number six. It's a pretty awesome feeling.
Jordy, now your preparation was phenomenal. Do you reckon there was more pressure going into this one? Because people said, you know, six, you know, once you've done it once, twice, five times, does it get bigger?
It does. I feel like every year I think there's just been that little bit more pressure. There's more women out there. I've got a target on my back. And each year there's just been more competitors coming and wanting to take the title. So I did. I trained the absolute house down this year back at home and put in a lot of hard yards. And I just wanted to give myself the best shot. And we had a great day out there.
You did.
As always, but I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. We can tell. And your legendary mate as well, Matt Bevilacqua, taking out the men's.
Yes, the Aussies. I did such a great job. The Aussies over there doing the hometown proud. And so it was. Gosh, I had great support from my boat. Dad was on my boat and my captain, Eddie, he hasn't let me down. So It was awesome. I had a young friend, Grace Kaiho. She's a little up-and-coming superstar on the sunny coast. So she came over with me and that makes all the difference, I think, just having people on there who you love and who love you.
So how do you celebrate now, Jordy? Beer at Duke's?
Oh, gosh, I can't have beers. I'm in Hawaii. I've got to go to Mai Tai.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fair enough. We are incredibly proud of you. And as you said, Dazzy, your dad's over there with you, been training, and I know the whole family have been behind you in this effort. But what's next? What is next for Jordy? When you climbed all these mountains, you've got six of these titles. You're the current Nutrigrain Ironwoman champion. What is next for Jordy Mercer?
Well, you know what? Hawaii is amazing, but I always look forward to coming back home. I absolutely love where I live up there at Noosa, and so many people there that I'm excited to go back and thank for helping me through the preparation this year. But I've got a pretty tight schedule up until the end of 2016. In September, over to the Netherlands for the World Surf Life Saving Championships.
Wow.
in the Australian team. So I'm back home and preparing with the team and going from serious endurance to sprint. And yeah, we're chasing the world title at the Surf Life Saving World Champs.
Well, Jordy, look, we're behind you all the way, as you know, here at Hot 91.1. We cannot wait to welcome you back here on the Sunshine Coast. And look, celebrate. Have a Mai Tai or two for us.
Oh, thank you, guys. You know what? I remember 6 years ago talking to you when I was just a young and so you've been on my team from the very start and it means the world. So
that's it,
thanks
Jordy.
For the support.